Dutch fans got a surprise treat as Mike Tunison grabbed the overall leader's red jersey in the Spanish Vuelta, and Sam Bennett of Ireland won the sprint finish in the second stage on Saturday, August 20. Defending champion Primoz Roglic stayed near the top of the standings. Tunison came in fourth place at the final sprint to become the second Dutch leader in the overall standings after his Jumbo-Visma teammate Robert Gesink led after the first stage. Actually, it wasn't the plan. I've been saying already for a lot of days that we're mainly here to take care of Primoz, Tunison said. This morning the guys surprised me a bit saying that if it all went as planned and Primoz went safe into the last 3 kilometers, we could see if I could be the one crossing the line first. In my home country, with a lot of people cheering, it's really amazing for me and for everyone. Ottawa's Michael Woods riding for Israel Premier Tech was 29th on Saturday. Teammates Itamar Einhorn sprinted to 7th and Daryl Impe crashed in the final kilometer. Woods, 35, is a 2-time Vuelta stage winner and finished 7th overall in 2017. He placed 3rd last month in the Tour de France's 16th stage won by fellow Canadian and teammate Hugo Hull. Testing positive for COVID-19 forced Woods out of the Tour de France's final day. Bennett beat Mads Pedersen and Tim Merlier at the line for his first Grand Tour stage win since the 2020 Vuelta. I knew I'd do it again, it was just a matter of getting the right legs, Bennett said. I'm quite happy with my level, but I think experience and the guys made a difference today. There might be another sprint tomorrow. We'll go in with the same hunger again. Roglic, trying to win an unprecedented 4th straight Vuelta title, stayed within the main peloton and ranked 4th in the standings, behind Sam Oemen, Eduardo Affini and Tunison, all with the same time. Slovenia's Roglic is trying to join Spaniard Roberto Heras, 2000-2003-05, as the only rider to win 4 Vuelta titles. The Vuelta's first 3 stages are taking place in the Netherlands after the coronavirus pandemic disrupted plans for the Vuelta to race there the last 2 years. Sunday's 3rd stage will be a flat route finishing with a sprint to the line.